We've got all the racing news and people from around Victoria, racing's greatest state.
Welcome along to Coleraine, Bendigo, Ballarat, Warrnambool, Bet365, Geelong. And good morning everybody from Swan Hill.
Welcome to the South Turf Club.
All ready. Off they go.
For Country Racing Victoria, this is the Country Racing Show.
Where we belong. Country race is strong, it's got it all.
Yeah, it's that time of the week. It's the Country Racing Show. Nikita Ross is in the studio. Hello to you, Nikita.
Hello, Matt. Good to see you back in on a Thursday too. We, the two of us had to shoulder the show last week, but hopefully we got through it okay.
Yes, well, hopefully.
Shoulder the show. We just sort of cruised
through. What would you have done?
Seamless.
What would you have done if you didn't?
Well, that's right. That's exactly right. Gee, there's so much. It's coming to the end of the picnic season and so on, and then Warrnambool's around the corner. So it's a bit of a transitional time, isn't it, Nikita?
It is, it is. It's obviously, it's been well documented, the slow, unfortunate start to the picnic season. But, gee, they've picked up momentum with a bang after that slow start and all those abandonments. So it's been quite competitive. And Healesville, of course, this weekend, we'll have a focus on that today. The jump season kicked off last Friday at Terang. And then, of course, we've got more today at Warrnambool. So looking forward to having a chat to Tom Ryan about that. But yeah, beautiful day out there at Terang. They had a fundraiser as well for some local farmers, and they brought their clients. So it was for a Friday day meeting. There was a really good crowd there at Terang. So no, terrific, and so much happening as always in the country.
Absolutely. Hey, when it turns to the jump season, there's a lot of great people that we can talk to, but one of the very best is Tommy Ryan. He's one of our favourites, isn't he, Matty? He's just an absolute ripper, and he's got some key rides today at Warrnambool. And he joins us ahead of the first there in about an hour and a half. Hello, Tommy.
Good morning, lads. How are you going?
Oh, we're well, mate. You would have just sprung out of bed this morning.
I did, yeah. I was in New Zealand yesterday, actually. I rode in New Zealand yesterday and flew back last night, and I only got about 4 hours in the bed, and then have to go out and school in Flemington this morning, so it's a bit rushed.
Forgive our ignorance, but what was the big gig in New Zealand yesterday?
It was actually only a highway, but yeah.
I hope it won. It's a long way to go for a highway ride.
It didn't, actually. He got rolled. And got rolled well, so, but anyway. They live quite another day. They don't always work out that way, so they don't.
Is that I can't think of, this could be a 0416905052, or the furthest any jockey has gone for a one-off engagement, and then it lost.
Probably. only Tommy Ryan would do that now, wouldn't it?
Only little Tommy Ryan would do that. It's because you're running out of money. Your most lucrative time of year is upon us now. This is when you earn enough money where you don't have to do desperate things like that, Tommy.
Well, exactly, yeah. But I didn't make much money yesterday, I can tell you that.
Tommy, having a look at your rides that you've got at Warrnambool today, we'll kick off in race one with Rudimental. Jumps debut, I believe, after winning a hurdle trial at Cranbourne. What are your thoughts on this horse?
Yeah, he's not without his chance. He was very, very impressive in his hurdle trial. He's by Master Craftsman. You know, they all say probably like a bit more juice in the ground, maybe. Hopefully, was hoping the rain might have hit Warrnambool, but we're on the way down here. We're about 20 minutes away, and it doesn't look like much rain has landed. But he's not without his chance. Obviously, Nelson is obviously, Nelson is a 90 rated horse in the flat, you know. So if he got his own way, I reckon he'd be very hard beat. But we'll definitely, hopefully, put it up to him.
He mightn't have got the chockies in New Zealand, Tommy, but gee, race three at Warrnambool today, Mighty Oasis. There's only four horses in the field. Looks a terrific chance.
Yes, he is, definitely, yeah. He can be a funny horse. As you've seen last week in Terang, he had a good. It's where he never seen a hurdle in his life, even though he's won two or three of them. And by the way, he ran last week. But yeah, he definitely has a big chance today. I would like to have seen Rexmont stay in the field. It would have put a bit of pace into it, which would have been good. But he's not there, so hopefully with a clear round, he should take a hell of a lot of beating. Yeah.
And Taki Khan, first time over the obstacles.
Taki Khan is in the high weight, yeah. So that's on the flat.
Oh, yep. Okay, yep. What are your thoughts?
I haven't spoken to Andrew Noblet yet, but he seems to be a nice stare. But, yeah, we'd be hopeful rather than confident, I reckon.
All right.
Hey, Tommy, this time last year we were sort of wondering how Warrnambool May Carnival was going to play out because the champions of the game had left the scene, gold medals and ZM, and But the secondary jumpers more than made amends. It was the most gripping Warrnambool Carnival I can remember for tight finishes and epic racing and so on. This take up today suggests maybe that the numbers are maybe a bit thin. What's the vibe on the strength and volume of the jumps candidates coming to the carnival?
I think the numbers are actually quite up. While going on the trials there, it's just whatever way the race has fallen. And we've only had three sets of trials, but we've had very good numbers at the trials. But we've only had 3 days of trials. To run in the jumps race in Australia, you need to have two trials. So maybe through one thing or another, a few just haven't got there just yet. But I think our numbers are up looking at the trials. And I think today is probably just a one-off. That were low in numbers,
Tommy, a couple of questions for you. Have you got any jumpers that you're really looking forward to partnering over the next couple of months? And also advice for potentially a first-time bull goer. What advice would you give someone if they were heading to the carnival for the first time?
It might be liver and kidney related, yeah. Tommy.
Well, is he the best person to ask?
I was going to say, maybe if you could bring a doctor with you as well.
But just on that, though, like, Tommy, I think that aspect of Warrnambool's almost oversold, is the endless sleepless party and all that sort of stuff. But there's a lot more to it than that, isn't there? Like, you can actually do a low-key Warrnambool carnival and really enjoy it without being falling down the stairs at the Whalers every night. There's many different ways to do the bull, Tommy.
There's plenty of ways to do the bull, exactly. I mean, when I first started going to the bull, what I found was that it was the real racing man and woman, the true fans of the sport that went to Warrnambool, and they weren't there getting pissed every night or whatever, but they were there for a good time, no doubt, but they were what I thought was they were the true racing fan. They weren't there for the glitz and glamour of dressing up and that, they were just there for the racing. So that's what I mainly took from the bull when I first went there. So yeah, you're dead right.
That's a great point. Hey, Tommy, we won't hold you up for too long. I know you've got a ride shortly, so go and get yourself sorted. We appreciate your time, and I'm sure we'll be talking a little bit more over the next couple of weeks in the lead-up to Warrnambool. Good luck today.
Good to have you guys. Thanks very much, folks.
Hey, just while we're on those sort of subjects, interesting to get some feedback from the listeners on the many ways to do the Warrnambool Carnival. What are the best ways to do it? What are we going to do for Yay or Nay today, Maddie? We'll give them a little
plug. There's a couple of good topics for Yay or Nay today. Obviously, Steve-O will be involved as well, so there's a little bit of footy talk. We want to know what your thoughts are around the extended Flemington Carnival in the autumn, and whether or not, they should go back to the old Super Saturday model, so 0416 90 50 52, and who's the most interesting runner anywhere around the country this weekend, 1300 652 927, if you want to jump on and have a chat at some point. Hey, Matty, just on that point that Tommy made about Warrnambool being a real hardcore racing fans carnival, it's a good point, and from my experiences there, I would certainly agree with that. Is there a way that we can market it and change it to attract a different audience in, or is that just what it is and we need to embrace it for what it is?
It's funny, the advertising campaign, Nikita, this year, which was really funny and creative and imaginative, wasn't it, with the your favourite jumper, and then everyone got these really corny-looking winter jumpers. So, it's a tricky one in that it is not everybody's cup of tea, the jumps. It's obviously it's a little bit of a marginalised sport, but the comeback that the jumps has made in the last decade has been quite extraordinary. The take up with affordable ownership and high rewards, proven horses, you don't have to buy a yearling. So as far as engagement, as far as wanting to be involved in ownership and things like that, it's an easy sell, because the rewards are high and the risks are low. The pool of horses is relatively low. You're not running into Chris Waller all the time and so on. I think it's got young people written all over it, Nikita, hasn't it? Because the Warrnambool May Carnival, really, I mean, there's a lot of older guys and girls there and ladies, but really, if you're the party crowd, it's no matter what we just said with Tommy Ryan, it really is a 4-day party.
Absolutely.
Everyone you speak to raves about it. They love it. Everyone who goes, I haven't heard someone come back and say, gee, it was average. Like, everyone loves Warrnambool and the carnival and everything that goes with it. So I think, we will get that young sort of crowd going through, because they won't want to. They won't want to miss out, because it sounds like a really good time, and it is a really good time, and hopefully that's what draws that younger crowd.
I think the beauty of it, and we've done it the last few years, haven't we? We've done the have a real crack. We've done the low key. certain members of our team have sort of gone a bit harder than others. But it's I've reinvented my own Warrnambool experience because I'm old and stale, and I just we do that. We go to the country pubs. I don't think we did the hardcore Warrnambool pub scene at any time in the last couple of years.
No, you're right. You can do it however you like, and you can have a great time. And there was some young guys that I know from Ballarat that went down for the first time last year in a big group, and they had a great time. Fantastic. I don't know if their football coach was too happy when they rocked up the training on Thursday night, but they had a wonderful time. So, you know, let's put it out to the listeners, 0416 90 50 52 or 1300 652 927. Why do you love Warrnambool so much? What keeps you going back year after year? We'll take a break on Big V Racing. There's still plenty more to come on the Country Racing Show. Danny Walker's going to join us, and so too will Dave Purcell to have a chat about Healesville.
For Country Racing Victoria, this is the Country Racing Show.
Yeah, welcome back to the Country Racing Show. Danny Walker's about to join us. A couple of text messages that have come through in regards to Warrnambool. Macca says, having done the bull for over 40 years, the secret is don't go out hard on the Monday night. Don't drink on track so you can do things during the dark hours. Dunk in, something in Lady Bay next. Have a dunk in Lady Bay the next morning. Perfect hangover cure. Stuart is showing his age, says Macca. Another person.
But Macca's agreeing with me.
He still gives you a clip like everyone else.
I think it might be my mate, Macca.
Ant says, I'd love to go to the bull. Train states, enjoy. It's on my bucket list for the event. I'm interested in the thoughts on Dubai on it. We might get those thoughts later on. Another one. Nope, the bull is so good because there aren't any young people fighting or throwing up. So that's the great thing about it is that you can attract any crowd. There's the older crew that like going down there because they can hang out with the people that they do each and every year. But the new audience can still get down there and have a great time and experience Warrnambool for what it is.
And it's Warrnambool and surrounds as well. I always felt that Tourism Victoria should be a lot more invested in this carnival than they are. Like Port Fairy was voted the world's most beautiful town about 10 years ago. We go down there and there's the Koroit pub. There's all these sort of... So there's a lot of... It's Warrnambool Plus. So, yeah, there's a lot going on down there for sure.
Hey, Maddie, we had a chat to Danny Walker on Monday, but she was so good that we thought we'd get her on again.
She's become our sort of go-to, hasn't she? A glamorous picnic grassroots go-to. So just before we do say g'day to her, and she's riding... She's out riding... she's between jump outs or rides this morning. She's been really nailing it this season. A winner at Hinamunjee... at the legendary Hinamunjee meeting a couple of weeks ago, and then last Saturday at Alex, just to set the scene for the great Danny Walker. Here's a replay of her most recent success, and this one was at Alex last Saturday.
Who stopped the rain at a bit of a price has led them a merry dance. Stablemate Satin Isle's in pursuit. Getting back to the inside was Zoo Hope. Who stopped the rain's in front? Satin Isle, the stablemate, he's trying hard. Who stopped the rain has held a margin to the line and gets the job done. Who stopped the rain goes on and beats Zoo Hope.
Centimetre perfect, as always, with Ms. Walker. How are you, Danny?
Good morning, guys. I'm well. How are you?
This is the second time in a week people are going to start talking.
Oh, look, trust them to gossip about me. Anyway, if they're doing it about me, they're leaving everybody else alone. So we'll leave it at that.
Danny, you're a busy lady, so we won't keep you too long and we won't go through all your rides that you've got at Healesville because you do have a pretty full book there. But isn't it great that the Cup has been obviously rescheduled to the Golden Thong meeting after being abandoned earlier in the year, and fantastic full fields there at Healesville as well?
Well, you guys know more than me about Healesville. I was busy checking out Bansdale to see if my other horses got runs. So, it was a great idea of them to chuck it on Golden Thong Day. It's a ripping day, and because we lost so many meetings earlier in the year, it was just something sensible to do, I think. It was really good. So absolutely, it's going to be a ripping card of racing there. Ouch, Baz, don't.
Was that a horse or a dog or a human?
Yeah, Barringer just bit me.
Thing. Hey, on the list of the great picnic meetings, Golden Thong, and now this has merged into the Cup meeting, it's almost like the curtain call of the whole season, and then there's Buchan, and then there's Balnarring on Australia Day. How big, for those who haven't been to the picnics this season and desperately want to get one in before the end of the season, how big is this meeting going to be on Saturday?
Golden Thong Day is always pretty classical because traditionally, they've had a blow-up Golden Thong to give out as well. So I think they upgraded and actually got a trophy. I remember the first year it ran, Beck Weymouth, I think, won it and ran off course with this great big blow-up Golden Thong. So that was pretty entertaining. But the Bucks parties and so forth that get along and the hens parties and birthday parties and all the rest of it that get along at this end of the year, they're always pretty classical. So it's a really lovely area as well. So you get some really good wineries. You've got a couple of cider houses and beer houses and breweries and stuff around the corner from there. So they have a bit of support in that. Locals do the, like, the barbecue, what do you call them? The Rotary Clubs do the hot dog stand and hamburgers, and they're always homemade, so they're always really yummy.
Hey, Danny, I think it was on Monday that we had a chat about how tricky Alexandra is to ride at. What's Healesville like? Yeah. A little bit easier?
Look, absolutely. It's flat for a start, so that's always handy for us. Healesville's sort of been nicknamed the Flemington of the picnics.
Yep.
Mooney Valley, I don't know that we really have a Mooney Valley, but Woolamine's got sort of a bit of a hill, and it's sensational as well. And Balnarring, obviously, has always been really, really good. But Healesville's got the big elm trees and really, really fantastic history behind them. And it's a really sort of traditional club. You get a really good crowd, and we don't sort of get that many cricket clubs in the layout. So I know that sounds terrible for the other clubs, but that's not sort of how it is. But they sort of don't seem to be quite as outlandish as a couple of the other places that we go to, but it's a really good quality day of racing normally.
Danny, you train a small team yourself. We don't see any go around at Healesville, but you do have an interesting horse, Splash of Paint, who, he's a fair bit like his name. tell us a little bit about him.
I was really lucky at the mare, actually. She's a very immature mare. She looks like she's three going, she's actually five, but she looks more like a three-year-old. She's filled out a bit this prep, and as the name suggests, she is paintful. She's chestnut and or brown and white, and there's quite a lot of white involved on it. Makes Apache Cat look like he just pretended to have paintwork. She pulled up sore after Balnarring. She doesn't like soft tracks at all, so she was nominated for this week, but I just, with the rain predicted and just getting over Balnarring, I wasn't comfortable in running her, so she'll hold off for another week and she'll go back to Woolamine. She really liked the Woolamine track. And we were umming and ahhing about maybe trying her at the synthetics, see if she handles the synthetics after the end of the season and see if she might have a little bit of a winter campaign. But we'll just play it by ear and see how she feels and we'll take it from there.
And it is Bairnsdale Cup Day on Sunday, and we're going to give that a big push in a second as well. Hey, I reckon I think the ship has sailed for our big Swifts Creek Rodeo Omeo project because it's come up a bit quick, but we'll have to work on it
for next year.
Next year, I think, Danny, yeah. Mm. So this is just to plant the seed for our listeners if they want the most exotic racing experience. Ooh. For next year, I think we've missed the boat, but let's just plant the seed. So you stay at Mount
Hotham. They're in Deterang, I reckon. Deterang, there was myself and the people that I work for, we were going to camp up there at Deterang this year because that's just a once-a-year meeting as well, like Swiss is.
Yeah.
But they were good enough to not put it on a double header, so that was really wonderful. And we're really looking forward to having a camp and having a few runners and that odd entered Rain's Gift and Splash of Paint for up there. And was really looking forward to it, but unfortunately it didn't happen this year. But Swiss is always a great meeting, and the Omeo Rodeo is just brilliant. It kicks off about mid-afternoon and goes into the night, and it's on the side of a hill, and we're generally at the time of year where we're allowed to have bonfires and that as well, so we have some small little campfires. And
oh, how good's
that? Lots of stories and a few beverages.
We'll get Razor Douglas to tell some truthful stories and see if he can retain his jockey's license afterwards. So this is the seed we're planting. Yeah, maybe Deterang, but we're talking rodeo at Omeo, we're talking the Swiss Creek races, we're talking staying up at Mount Hotham and all that sort of stuff. So anyone who's interested, just keep it in mind and we'll keep pushing it. Nikita's going to, obviously through CRV, it's going to be massive. So
you've been told now, Nikita.
It'll be brilliant.
Yeah. It sounds like a great idea. We just need to get the wheels in motion, I think. Get this happening.
You posted, I'll help.
Beautiful. Sounds good. Hey, Danny, good luck over the weekend. Appreciate your time once again on the Big V. We might have to make it a regular thing.
Oh, look out. I can come back and haunt you if you'll put up with me.
You're a star. Good luck over the weekend.
Thanks, guys. You guys too. Take care. See ya.
Danny Walker joining us there. We're going to have a chat to Dave Purcell shortly as well about this Healesville program, the Golden Thong. But you touched on it, Maddie. Bairnsdale this weekend as well has got a huge meeting.
Yeah, they do. Bairnsdale Cup. And I was just actually having a look at the fields. And, going to be a terrific race there. A big field, 13 in the Cup. Not Usual Glorious, one horse that I really like. Hanboshi, Spanish Tides there, a couple for Luke Oliver. So, it's going to be a terrific race. They've got Dipper going along as well.
Rob Hobbit.
AFL legend. So he's going to be in the Lawn Bar, and there are some tickets, a limited number of tickets still available for that that Lawn Marquee, Maddie. So
okay.
There's a beverage package, a food voucher, admission you get for your ticket there. So for anyone in the Bairnsdale vicinity, I would highly recommend going along and enjoying a day with Dipper in the Lawn Marquee. So jump onto the Country Racing website to grab your ticket.
And I suspect the timing is good for when do the school Easter holidays start? Because this might capture the...
Don't you have
you
kids
know,
at school, Matt?
I got one. He barely turns up.
You'd be
up.
The best person to ask, I would have thought.
He barely turns up.
Well, they do have...
Gippsland Lakes and so on, Lakes Entrance, so you might get that crowd.
Yeah, free kids activities, fashions on the field, food trucks. So, yeah, terrific day plan there at Bairnsdale. So, yeah, hopefully we can get a good crowd along there.
All right, looking forward to that. We just can't get on to Dave Purcell at the moment. Nikita, did you have a what caught my eye this week?
I did. I ventured down to Terang last Friday, and San Remo was able to take out the first jumps meeting of the season, and it had been almost 3 years since the horse had won. I had a chat to trainer Dane Smith afterwards, and he said that the horse had a fall and just really lost his confidence after that. So they took him back to basics, just stepping over logs basically, and really just trying to build his confidence back. And slowly but surely he got there, and he's in again today at Warrnambool. So looking forward to seeing how he went. But a really good training effort there, I thought, to get the horse back to what looks like his best, and he'll be in for a big campaign, no doubt. San Remo.
He's a very short price favourite today at Warrnambool. I think he's $1.40. So if you're backing San Remo today, you'll be hoping the shorties get up there at the Bull. Only the four horses going around in the second event. You're right, Matty, what you touched on earlier, they are smaller fields today, aren't they, at the Bull?
It's a funny, the quirkiest thing about Oakbank back in the day and Warrnambool is that they are the grand finals of the jump season, but they're at the start, and it can make it a bit tricky to get runners that early up and going.
It was interesting what Tommy Ryan said, because I spoke to Steve Pateman a couple of weeks ago in the lead up, and he actually said the same thing, that the numbers at the trials had been terrific, and he thought this was going to be, you know, he said last season was really strong. This season he thought would be stronger again and with bigger numbers again. So despite the small fields today, hopefully over the next couple of weeks we can see that.
It's a big 2 weeks for them to pick up the slack. Just Dave Purcell, we're struggling to get hold of him, but just a little mention. He sent me through a text on Saturday. We're making an award in each race of $100 for the best strapper in each of the seven races to honour the passing last year of Rowan Cosgriff, who strapped the Healesville Cup winner last year. Anthony Cosgriff is his father.
Yep.
The racing, everyone, the world lost Rowan Cosgriff, and there's a special gesture on behalf of Rowan Cosgriff. Another aspect of the Healesville meeting on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. 0416 90 50 52. Continue to get involved throughout the show. Let us know why you love the Warrnambool Carnival, why you love any of the picnic meetings that you're attending over the weekend as well. Nikita, is there anything else?
I think that's about it for me today.
All right. Look forward to a big weekend. It's going to be huge. Multiple cups, jumps action today at the Bull. It's all happening, and we'll do it all again next week.
Sounds like a plan.